This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
Somebody told me something completely crushing yesterday.
What's that?
This guy told me something completely crushing. He said, yeah, that guy just doesn't care about you at all.
Oh. What was going on?
Okay, I'll tell you.
Oh, you were just dying to tell me, weren't you?
I was not going to give him time on the air.
So yesterday when you went out.
Yeah, I asked a guy his opinion about a situation.
Was he with you?
Who?
The guy.
He was at our table. And okay. So I said, hey, this is something going on in my life. What's your opinion about this situation that's going on in my life? And this guy at our table said, yeah, that guy does not even care about you at all. So let me tell you the story. Okay?
Okay.
Wow.
All right. So remember Chewy?
Yes.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've never met Chewy, but I remember the talk incident. About it.
The guy that had Chew in his mouth?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, so I saw him again. I haven't seen him forever, and we hugged, everything was cool, blah, 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 talked, whatever, and then he wrote me a text. He's like, it was great to see you again, all this stuff. We
seemed mutual.
Yeah, we squashed any kind of beef we had.
Yeah, I remember
everything's
that.
Really good, everything's fine. So then I said, hey, if you want, I'm going to go out to the cabin on Sunday, and I just got some stuff to do, blah, blah, blah. If you want to come out and meet me, because he's a big outdoor dude. And I said, if you want to go fly fishing, you're more than welcome, whatever. He's like, oh my God, that sounds great. All right, cool. Yeah, what time are you going? Whatever. And I said, I'm going to go at 1. And he's like, cool. Well, then at like 10 o'clock on Saturday, I was like, you know, I have so much. Remember when I told you I got all that stuff done? Over the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
Well, I have, like, bills due. I have, like, stuff to do. I'm going out of town. And I said, you know what? I'm feeling kind of overwhelmed. And so I'm just going to cancel. So I'm not going to go out there tomorrow. But here's the gate code. You can go ahead and go out there and go fishing if you want. You know, I'm so sorry. I'm just overwhelmed. I need to get stuff done.
Gotcha. Okay.
Still very kind.
That's a very easy bail. Yeah,
right?
Because you needed to.
I needed
and
to.
There's a lot going on.
And
yeah,
I said, I'm going out of town and all this stuff. And I said, here's the code. And I hope you, and I wrote, hope you catch something. You know, that's it. Nothing. Nothing.
No, thank you.
Not even like a thumbs up.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Hope you get your job or get your deeds done.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely. Okay. And this is 10 o'clock Saturday.
Are you angry about that?
I think it's a little rude.
Yeah, but I could see on a text where, you know, somebody's got to end it. Okay. So
end it.
Yeah. In the text feed. Somebody's got to do the last one. So I think if I got it back, like, okay, you can go out there, you can do whatever. Here's the gate code. Maybe I write back. Maybe
you're
I
right.
don't. I
yeah,
don't know.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
No, see, that's she's offering you her cabin, even though she's not going to be there. So I feel like you have to acknowledge that.
So my thought was he was pouting because I canceled, because he's a little cocky, to be honest with you. And so I.
Well, see, you know the situation better than we do. So our answer may not be kosher.
So I thought, well, I get it. He's being a little cocky. I mean, not cocky. He's being like, he's like pathetic a little bit. Like,
yeah. Like, I dare you to stand me up.
I can't believe that.
You know what? I took time out of my day to join you out there. Yeah. You cancel.
And you cancel at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night.
See, I didn't put that in the equation.
Right.
Yeah.
So 10 o'clock on a Saturday night when he already bought like stuff for his cooler. I don't know, because I said like we need food, drink, blah, blah, blah. So maybe he already had stuff. I don't know. Maybe he put some flies on his string. I don't know, because some men get really excited about that, getting all their equipment
together.
He
was already in his fishing gear.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
He'd already pictured you in a thong.
Ew. In by my waders.
Thong in your waders.
Yeah.
Out there and possibly laying on, you know, one of those air mattresses or something that he's got tied to the shore.
Okay, this is not. That's what he's looking for.
He's already dreamt of all this stuff.
He listens to this show.
And then you turned him down.
He listens to this show. No, I was
thinking, going overboard on this?
Yeah, kind of. I was thinking it was a guy thing, because you guys really do get excited about your equipment, especially when it comes to fly
fishing.
Yeah,
we love our equipment. Woo, Lordy. And your equipment, too. We love all equipment. We're big equipment people, aren't we, Spadell?
Huge equipment people.
We love
equipment. Massive.
No, you know, like Micah, our general manager, you know how like before he goes hunting, he like lays out all his hunting gear?
Oh, he lives for it.
I don't like his equipment. just in case you're asking, if it's a follow-up question, how you feel about his equipment?
Oh,
I don't really care for his.
So
I only care about my equipment. And maybe yours.
Can I just finish?
I feel like we are.
So anyway, this guy came up to our table. He ended up sitting with us last night for Cinco de Mayo or whatever. And so I told that story because my friend Taya's like, that is just so weird. I'm like, I know, but I think he's pouting or whatever. And then the guy friend goes, no, he's not pouting. He just doesn't care about you at all. Oh my God.
Whoa.
You know what that's like to hear?
That's worst case scenario right there.
I disagree with that.
Oh, thank you.
If he didn't care about you at all, all's a big word, by the way, because there's a lot of things in that all.
Yeah.
He would have never said in the first place that he would have gone.
Yeah.
So that makes no sense to me. Now, is he out for one thing?
What? No,
yeah.
No,
okay.
No.
Now we can talk. All right.
No,
now it makes sense.
No,
but
not
that he doesn't care at all.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I kind of saw that at all point, because like you would bother to go, oh, cool. And thanks. Thanks for letting me use your property to go fly fishing.
You would respond if you wanted an angle.
Yeah. Or like
eventually.
You would like send a picture that you caught a big trout. Or up your big trout.
I'm confused. You would respond if what? If you wanted an end. If you wanted to.
If you're saying what he was really interested in, that's what he was going out to the cabin for, then you would respond. Because you don't want that to go away.
Like,
you want that option to go away.
He just got turned down.
Because you'd be like, hey, well, then what about Monday?
Exactly. there's a future down the road to where it could pop back up again.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy
all
that.
All I know is he has ghosted me since Saturday at 10. Nothing. Yeah. Like, not even a peep.
Yeah.
And then when that guy was just like did the, he doesn't even care about you at all. You think
you think he's okay?
He's fine.
He'll be all right. Right.
Yeah,
he'll get
fine,
over it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I take it he never went out there.
Who knows?
Have no idea.
He might be dead out there.
He might be out there.
He might have drowned.
No, he could be out there because you gave him the code and you never heard back from him and you weren't there. So.
And he knows how to get in the house and stuff. Maybe he's just living out there. I don't know.
He's a squatter now.
Yeah, right?
Chewy the Squatter. That's his new name, right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.